same, eh? Same, eh?
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week.
That's right. You act like you don't believe me. Oh, shoot, brother. You should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's right.
What brown sugar you talking about?
I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar.
All right, Pop.
Okay, see ya.
Tell about me, baby.
Sweet brown sugar. That's what I call this female.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Neo featuring Jeremiah with You to Love. Yeah. Gotta give him a shout out, man. And of course, I got my special co-host in the building, Miss Brown Sugar Bae. Hit him with the horns. Hit him with the horns. Hit him. Hit him. Hit him with the horns. Hello, how are you doing?
Why
today?
My voice always gotta be going on a Monday morning?
It'd be like that sometime, man. It'd be like that sometime because your ass be screaming and talking loud and all the time. So now it's time for Brunching with Bae.
Brunching. Yeah. We be brunching.
Yeah. You nasty at brunch.
That's your favorite part of Brunching with Bae.
What you got for the people today?
So, happy Meat Monday, guys.
Oh, my God.
How are you guys? Oh, my God. So, yeah, Brunching with Bae. Today, we're going to talk about our date that we're having this afternoon.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So,
soon
guys,
as we get off.
Yeah, as soon as we get off of here with y'all, we going to the movies.
We're going to the movies, y'all.
But not just any movie. We're having a day date, okay? Because day dates
count. Day dates matter.
Period. Dates matter, period, okay? Yeah. You got to keep the spice in your life. And it's been a minute since we've been on a date.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what?
Outside.
I don't even think it's spice. I think it's just you gotta get out the house.
Well, I call it spice because it's intimacy in a way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Call it what you want. Just make sure you take a date.
Yeah.
Have a date.
Yeah.
A date night. Go at least once.
Go out and have fun.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to always be outside, but you should incorporate going outside at least once a month if you can.
Definitely.
But we're going to a 4DX movie theater, guys.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
What's that? It's not 3D.
Right.
So a 4DX movie theater is when the chairs move.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any water on the screen, it's going to be water on your face.
That's going to be dope.
If it's any wind or running, then you're going
to
feel it.
That's kind of like when we went to Andretti and we did the little thing that we got strapped in.
Yeah, but it's better than that, though.
Okay.
Because now I will say, I would love to see Twister at that movie.
That'd be dope.
Because I ain't going to lie, over the weekend, I did watch Twister, and it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep on it.
I know, but, you know, I will vouch for them and say, baby, let's watch it again. Because I think you might like it.
So they did the first one justice.
So
did you see the first one?
You went to sleep too early.
I went to sleep at the
exactly
very
you went
beginning.
To sleep too early. If you would have stayed up just a little while longer, mm-hmm. you would have appreciated it. Because I guess this is really a thing in, what, Oklahoma?
No, yeah, they really do.
Yeah, and they have people come from all over to do it. I didn't know that.
Oh, they're called like storm chasers, tornado chasers.
And they actually, like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed learning about it. So I think it's worth you watching again. You might like it.
Yeah, once I saw the Gen Zers, I was like...
But you have to understand the Gen Zers.
Jesus.
Yeah, they started out, but you got to understand millennials and Gen Xers are still alive, so they're in the movie.
Yeah.
And they going to make sure they say they piece. Okay. So I think you should give it a chance.
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
It's pretty good. And that little Chris Brown nephew son look alike.
You talking about the
good
dude for Transformers?
Yeah.
Why you say you think everybody look like Chris Brown?
Listen, you see they say 6ix9ine starting to look like Chris Brown.
Who?
Tekashi.
The rap?
Yeah. I'm gonna show you the picture.
Oh my god.
Which now I can't unsee it because it's kinda yeah. He dyed his hair blonde. He cut it. And he just...
No more rainbow. Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of looking a little Chris Brownish.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But I will definitely say that Twister would be a movie I would want to watch. The Planet of the Apes movie that just came out.
That would be dope.
We missed it. We were supposed to go, yeah. But when we were going to go, they had already removed it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go see Alien. And I think that's going to still be good, too.
Alien Romulus? Yeah, Romulus.
Romulus, yes. Yeah. So we're going to see that today, guys. And y'all know me. I'm cool. You know, I'm happy we're going to see the movie. But I'm all about the food. You yep. know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. Because Little Miss Brunching with Bae eat everything all
Little
day.
Little Miss Piggy. That's what my granny called me. Little Miss Piggy. So hey, as long as you can't tell I eat as much as I do, that's all that matters. Okay?
What do you mean? What you do
Look,
for me?
No, let me make you laugh.
You I don't think rabbit.
I can't post this on social media, but baby, this is so me.
Oh my god, why you?
I can't post it on social media, but no. It's so me.
It's the little piggy face on Snapchat. See now those faces make me think it's okay to talk about y'all.
It is, because if you can do it on Snapchat, you can say it in
Hello.
Real life.
Come
but anyway
on.
So guys, the snacks at this movie theater that we're going to is so dope.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have all of the snacks named after a famous movie. So baby, let's see if you can guess okay. what some of these snacks are.
Okay.
First one, pretzels at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And that's pretzels and craft beer cheese.
Oh, Lord.
Then we got the Prince and the Popper.
The Prince and the Popper.
I don't know which one that is. I'm thinking the Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, but it's Prince.
The Prince and the Popper.
I'm going to look it up.
But it's jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
Pickler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yep, and that's Spicy Pub Fried Pickles.
Ooh.
Thick dill pickles coated in batter and seasoned with a unique spice and blend.
Yeah.
A cool ranch dipping sauce.
Ew.
This is a good one. Children of the Popcorn.
Children of the Corn.
That's classic movie theater popcorn drizzled with real butter.
Okay. Yeah.
Natural Corn Killers.
Natural Corn Killers.
Those are Cheeto popcorn.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So Cheetos flavored popcorn.
Ew.
That sounds good, though. Mm-hmm. Do you like corn, like cheese puffs? It's like the cheese puffs.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Not a big cheese puff fan.
Oh, see,
I used to get that to
puffs.
My dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's tearing up.
Disrespect.
Real Wellington.
The girl with the bacon tattoo.
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Those are... And what do you think... What kind of food do you think that is?
The girl with the bacon tattoo?
Yeah.
A bacon sandwich?
Potato skins.
But what? Oh,
it's a loaded potato.
Because I guess the when you put like the potato, I mean, you put the bacon on,
yep.
It looks like the back.
Yeah. The Applewood smoked bacon pieces, melted cheddar cheese, and green onions and sour cream.
That does sound good, though. I ain't had tater skins in a minute.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
28 days tater.
Oh, my God. 28 days later.
Buffalo chicken potato skins.
Buffalo chicken potato skins.
Yep.
Oh, so that's all you. That's all you.
I know.
That basic ass buffalo. That is all you.
Dial M for mozzarella.
Dial M for murder.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Mozzarella sticks. This is a good one. Inglorious Bastards.
Huh? Inglorious Bastards?
Yeah.
Wait.
Honey sriracha cheese bites.
Oh, curds.
Cheese curds. With
fried
golden brown and tossed in sweet and hot honey sriracha.
Is that like cheese bites?
It is cheese bites.
Curds and whey.
Fry hard.
Little Miss Muffet was sitting on the tub.
She kicked
over a bucket and saw the spider.
And what happened after that? She died, didn't
she? I think the spider was a metaphor.
For what?
A man.
Oh, my God.
I think the man jumped off in that cheese.
Oh my God. We got Attack of the Killer Nachos.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
And you know what that is. Just a regular nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one, I don't know how I feel about it. Crazy Rich Onions. I don't know how I feel about that.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, this actually looks good. Fry hard.
Bruce Willis, holler at me, man, because you can't talk no more.
It's bacon. Oh, Lord. It's bacon and cheese fries.
Okay.
All right, so moving on to burgers and sandwiches.
Oh, Jesus.
Beyond a Reasonable Burger.
Okay.
That's a plant-based burger, if you didn't know.
Ew.
What movie?
What is it called again?
Beyond a Reasonable Burger.
Beyond a Reasonable Doubt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Burger Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Now, this is a crazy one. Burn After Eating.
Burn After Dark.
No, Burn After Reading.
Burn After... Oh! That was...
I don't remember who.
I want to say that was Morgan Freeman, if I'm... Or either Morgan Freeman or... I can't remember.
Guess what it is?
What is it?
A Flamin' Hot Cheetos cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Your stomach gonna be... Listen, 6 ounce what? Black Angus beef patty topped with a heap of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Tillamook pepper jack cheese, applewood smoked bacon, lettuce, tomato, and barbecue sauce.
Nah, bro.
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
That's a young people meal.
Guacbusters.
Ghostbusters.
That's a guacamole bacon burger.
That sounds good. Yeah.
6 ounce black Angus beef patty topped with applewood smoked bacon, guacamole, Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, and mayo.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The Hunt for Red Hot and Blue Bacon.
The Hunt for Red October.
Yep.
Shout out to Sean Connery, man.
Top Bun.
Top Gun. Oh, my God. What is now? That's a hamburger?
Yeah, cheeseburger.
The All-American cheeseburger with Top Gun Air Force.
That's really all it is.
Maverick!
Lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, mayo, and cheese.
Oh, my God. That is the most...
Basic.
Yeah, that's the white people backyard... What do they call it? Do they call it a cookout?
No, they call it a cookout.
A picnic.
A picnic, yes. Yeah, a backyard picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we got the chicken BLT run.
The chicken run?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was good.
You got the Blair Sandwich Project.
Oh, my God.
That's a buffalo chicken sandwich. I might try that.
The Blair Witch Project?
Yep.
Okay.
The Hot Chick.
Hot Chick?
Yep.
With Rob Snyder?
Yep.
That was a funny movie.
Now, this sounds good. A honey sriracha chicken sandwich.
That does sound good.
Diamonds Are for Cheddar?
Diamonds are forever.
I don't know, babe. That's all Beef Nathan's hot dog. You know,
oh
I love
my God.
My glizzies.
You know
I love my glizzies.
Glizzies?
But it's a hot dog with beer cheese sauce, green onions, and crumbled Cheetos. Dog Day.
Dog Day.
I don't know what movie that is. Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's just a basic ass hot dog. Toasted
Put some
bun.
Mustard on it.
Yeah, toasted bun.
Mustard on the beat. Hope.
Some Like It Hot.
Ain't that is the name of the movie, right?
No, this is a dip. I think Like It Hot. I don't know.
She likes it hot?
I don't know. But that's a hot dog with diced onions, fresh sliced jalapenos, drizzled with honey sriracha sauce.
Drizzle? Yeah.
That's not all right. That's not all right. And last but not least, Lord of the Wings.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Okay.
So yeah, we're going. That's where we're going this afternoon, guys. It's gonna be pretty dope. I'm excited about it. We'll let y'all know what we have. What you think you gonna get, baby?
I
left the pizza out, but you know they got the same pizza. I know I'm not getting pizza, and I don't think you're.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna get one of them hamburgers though. I'll probably get the guacamole burger.
I think I want to try the nachos.
Oh yeah.
Either the nachos or the honey sriracha chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Now look, we gotta eat this shit before the movie starts.
Why? Oh, because we're gonna be moving around.
We're gonna be moving. So.
Oh my god! I just
can
thought
y'all
about
imagine?
That. You getting sprayed in the face while you're trying to eat a hamburger. Oh my god. Wait.
We're gonna try to take a video while we in there. So make sure you follow us on social media.
You go to drink out your cup in the alien booth.
Y'all make sure y'all follow us. Y'all gotta hear about our experience at this 4DX movie, okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna be putting on TikTok too.
Do you think they give us seatbelts or something? Keep us strapped. I'm scared. I'm scared for my life.
No, you just gonna fly. Look, you remember those movies we used to watch when you was a kid and they had a person in the seat? It was Naked Gun 33 and a half. One of the movies with I forgot his name. O.J. Simpson was in one.
Oh Lord.
And he was in a movie theater seat and it bucked his ass off.
Oh no.
Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Well, we'll definitely have a little footage for y'all to see how our experience goes at this 4DX movie.
Oh
theater.
Definitely. It's going down. It's going digital.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Tory Lanez featuring the all-encompassed, almighty T-Pain.
Nappy boy.
Yeah, I follow him. I follow him on TikTok too, man. He's a fun. He's really.
I follow him on Twitch.
He's actually really funny.
He is, and naturally
really funny.
Funny too.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to my dog.
I mean, just that video
Cash,
alone is funny to me. Have you ever seen the video? So
I haven't.
Really?
This one?
Yeah.
The toilet.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
It's actually funny. So him and Tory Lanez supposed to be meeting up, but Tory Lanez meets this girl and she keeps him occupied the whole time.
Oh wow!
And T-Pain's just like, man, is it coming? Where's he at? It's funny. We'll
but it be like that though.
Yeah.
It be like that. I didn't
you know,
have
especially
to...
when you got that new booty love.
Listen, I'd have been that friend and I done had that friend.
You probably I was about to say you done been on both sides.
Oh, I'd have been on both sides. Oh yeah. Like, bro, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm going with me. I probably my own week. Or you just don't answer. Like, dog, I'm sitting here waiting for you. Like, man, I was caught up, you know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Man, look.
Back in your day. When you was cheating on me.
Back in my day.
Before you found me.
Yeah. You know, listen, I was a little fat. I was.
Little thought pocket.
I was, man.
It's okay. We all had our season.
But I was good thought, though. I really was.
Those two things don't even go together.
They do. Listen, I might have been a whore.
However.
All my exes love me.
Oh, my God. And on that note.
As a good person, I mean.
Well, that's obvious, yeah. But, you know. Anyway, on that note.
It's time to get.
I'm about to go do some push-ups, y'all.
Yeah, time to get freaky.
Time to get freaky with you. So, guys, we really getting freaky this week. Let me tell y'all what we got for you.
It's time for bedroom candy.
Yeah. And the first item, first of all, let me say special shout out to my girl, Tanya.
Yes.
Thank you.
Shout out, girl.
Thank you so much for thinking of me. My girl Tanya had a, first of all, this was what you call a mansion party, okay? They had a 15-bedroom house that they came and rented. They came all the way from Brunswick, Georgia. So shout out to all 18 of y'all that came down. 18 women, y'all.
Okay.
Age range from 32 on up to 80 something.
So they had generations
in
that house.
Okay. It was so beautiful.
Oh wow.
And it was funny. We had a moment right before we started talking about the sex toys.
Mm.
We all had to do an introduction of how we know everybody in the room. So you know the old heads. The matriarchs in the room, they was in there like, well, you know, I'm the auntie, and I saw this baby when she was, you know, when she first came out, and I was the one who taught her about these little boys, and, you know, God is good, and that, look, we did introductions for like an hour.
Oh, wow.
But it was so sweet just to see how everybody was together. It was baby mamas in there that's not even with the sons no more. And the sons then went and got married, and the baby mamas was there.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh wow. So it was a lot of love in the room. I appreciate y'all for allowing me in that space because it was dope. I learned a lot, saw a lot, enjoyed turning up with y'all with karaoke and twerking.
Look, that just goes to show that even when the relationship doesn't work, you can still be friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. It was beautiful. Some of them went to high school together. Mm-hmm. Some of them had just met. It was one chick. She only been married to the lady's son for 6 months.
Oh wow!
And she came in, and we was playing the, I can't say it on the air, but the F name game song.
Oh, the Zumba
like
Zumba.
Like Zumba Zumba. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
The name game.
Yeah, and like at first, nobody wanted to curse in front of the old ladies. They was like, why y'all acting like that in front of us? We had a good time. So shout out to y'all.
Yes, definitely.
Thank y'all for inviting me. Thank you for having me. But you know, we was talking about some bedroom candy items, and this was one of my favorite items. This is one of the ones that I love talking about because people's faces, they be like, what? So this is called the Light My Fire Duo, okay?
Light my fire.
And this is, I'm not even going to tell y'all what it is yet. I'm just going to read the little blurb.
Yeah.
Enjoy the... Y'all need me to get his fingers off the butt. Enjoy the glow and heat up any experience with our Light My Fire Duo Lickable. As the candle melts, use the warm flavored oil for massage, licking, and kissing it. Oh my God. Not like don't be a mess. Let me start over. As the candle melts, use the warm flavored oil for massage, licking, and kissing it from your lover's body in a feast for your senses. Made with a unique blend of 7 natural oils, these candles act as a super skin moisturizer and smell
moist.
A delightful duo in an organza bag for gift giving. The flavors include mango and pineapple. Listen to these instructions, people, because we don't want you to burn yourself.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Wait. What?
It's not going to be sexy if you burn yourself, okay?
Oh,
so
no.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
Burn candle until partially liquid. Not fully liquid. Partially liquid, okay?
Yeah, don't be a menace. In South Central, I'm drinking your juice in the hood.
Allow oil to melt to the edges of the tin. Pour or spoon into your hand, not directly on the person's body.
Do it directly. Okay? Yeah.
It can be used as a warm massage oil or a daily moisturizer. Okay? Baby, we gonna get some of this and do a video for everybody.
Oh, shit.
To see, okay?
She gonna burn the shit out of me.
No, I'm not, I promise.
Get the gummy cheese.
And a hot sauce.
And a hot dog.
So, guys, this is $24, basically $12 per candle, and it is so worth it because it's not just a candle. It's moisturizer, too. Where else can you get a candle that turns into moisturizer? And you can lick it.
Moist.
Okay? It is a triple use. Oh, my God. So, guys, if you want that, hit me up. It is called the Light My Fire Duo Lickable. Make sure you want the lickable one. Mango.
Sick 'em high.
So, the next thing we're going to talk about is the sex kit.
Sex kit?
Yeah, look at it. Ain't it cute?
What? That shit looks like a missile.
Ain't it cute?
It looks like a bomb. Like an old school. Oh, Lord. It looks like it's falling from a plane.
So, let me tell you how this works.
Look like. Look, people. It looked like it's supposed to go.
Oh, it's gonna make
that's what it look like.
It's gonna make some stuff make that noise. Don't you worry. So, the sex kitten, ladies. This is a meet sex kitten, a kitten for your kitten. Okay.
Meow.
This petite and playful wand vibrator with a cat-shaped head and patterned handle will have you purring with pleasure.
Oh, baby, that bag got my kitten purring. Oh, Lord. Yeah, baby, keep on reading.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good morning.
Featuring a sleek design.
It sure is.
In travel-friendly size. It has 10
I can put it in my pocketbook.
You can put it in your pocketbook. You sure can put it in your pocketbook.
Okay, baby.
Put it in your carry-on luggage.
I'm going to put it in my carry-on luggage. I'm going to keep it on me the whole day.
It comes with 10 different speeds.
Oh, Jesus. My car don't even go 10
speeds. So I got a question. I got a question.
Hi, baby.
Which big cat speaks to your soul?
Oh, Lord. Well, see, your Uncle Willie, he speaks to me every day.
Well, this gonna
he's such a sweet man.
Oh, Lord. But this gonna do for you what Uncle Willie can.
Oh, yeah, I know. He got that nigga be out in the street.
This gonna give you the big
hey, purse. Hey, in New York shit. Yeah, he think I don't know about his little girlfriend.
His little girlfriend that played the violin.
His little girlfriend played
don't
the violin.
Don't worry, I'm Mildred. I got your back. We gotta do these push-ups on
me. Well, I ain't gotta do no damn push-ups. I got a trigger finger.
Okay, trigger finger. Okay, trigger finger. I ain't mad at you. So, which one would you like? Bold plum pink tiger or seductive black and leopard?
I want that leopard in the black. I like black leopard.
Well, there you have it. Aunt Mildred want the black one. Which one do you want? For $49, you can get the sex kitten from Bedroom Candy and my consultant ID is
18795 on your bitch ass.
So make sure you hit me up if you would like to try the Light My Fire Lickable Duo.
Lickable.
Or if you would like to try the Sex Kitten, you can get the Candle Duo for $24. You can get the Sex Kitten for $49. But if you tell me you heard it on the radio, you can get it for a discounted price.
Bing bong.
So make sure you hit your girl up. And guess what? That's all I got, baby.
All right. So that's all you gonna do?
That's all I got. I'm done. I quit.
You gonna leave?
Joe, I'm on the way.
You ain't gonna take us out?
Well, we gonna go ahead
see there.
And purr.
See, you see how she do
we
it?
We gonna go ahead
she
and
talk
purr.
About this
I'm
damn.
I'm ready to go
this
and
kitten
get
on kitten.
Yes, this kitten on kitten. This
talk
kitten,
about
this
damn kitten on kitten.
Hey, hey.
Wow. You gonna leave?
Big purr.
You just ain't gonna send us out and you
we
gonna leave
go
right there.
We gonna go ahead and purr on into the oh mid morning power.
No, ew.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nah, no. Ain't no
yes,
tap,
yes,
tap,
yes.
Tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
Goddamn pinky doll.
We going to slide right
put
on
the fries in the bag.
Wendy's.
Put the fries in the bag, Wendy.
Y'all, she look like Wendy.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.